Amen. And the title of the message is, Who Are You Following? Amen. You could say, well, I'm following God, Pastor. You know, we could all answer that religiously. Amen. That I'm following God. You know, but then there's times things take place where it don't look like you're following God. Amen. You could be following self. You could be following her. You could be following him. Could be following a job. So the title of the message here this day is, Who Are You Following? You'll know a tree by its fruit, the Bible says. Amen. Our true colors don't come out when everything's going good. Our true colors and what's really taking place in our life comes out when the pressure's on. Amen. And God's able to do his best. I mean his best when the pressure's on. Amen. That's where we allow ourselves to find out where we're really at. Amen. As we get into this evening's message and we go to the book of Genesis 12:1. The book of Genesis 12:1. Amen. And this coming up Sunday, we're going to have the 10 are going to go to church there in Minneapolis. Amen. And they're praying it up there every day and giving the devotions. Nothing's changing. Amen. Because Philippe has been taught, and all the men, and even the Elena and Connie's there too. Two women went also, and they're praying it up and getting devotions and going to work. They were supposed to be outside that where the Super Bowl and all that's being taking place and everything, but it's cold right now. And something, whatever happened in their fair where they're working the coat racks. Now they're in a high-end building, and they're hanging up coats as people come in and stuff in the warmth of a building. Amen. Big difference. So they're all happy now. It's a big, happy difference. Amen. But they went out there knowing they were going to be in the cold in the parking lot with smiles on their faces. Amen. So it's just, you know, God's good. Amen. And they're in the warmth. Amen. Of one of those big old high-end buildings with cops all over the place. It's a mad place right now in Minneapolis. Every Hollywood star is there. Every professional basketball, football player, soccer player, they're all there right now. These big wig people are there to watch the Super Bowl in a new stadium that they got there in Minneapolis, which is state-of-the-art, what is it called? Something bank? It's banks, it's something up, huh? U.S. Bank, yeah. So anyhow, it's a fancy place, and they're playing the Super Bowl there. Amen. So let's get into the message here this night. I'm going to be simple, and I ain't even going to be long here this night as well. Genesis 12:1, still on Abraham. I spoke over there with the ministers on Abraham. Amen. It says the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. I ask that you continue to stretch us, Lord, to get out what needs to get out of our lives, Lord, Father God, that can only come out by the stretching, by the pressure, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you bring all of us to a place where our faith is activated, Lord, and trusting in you, Lord, even in the hard times, Lord, that you get us to a state of maturity, knowing that even in the hard times, when everything's going the wrong way, to come to the conclusion that you're still in control. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We love you, and we all say in one accord, amen. I open up with the point that the call of God will always call you to move from where you're at. In the case of Abraham, in my case, it was to leave, amen, literally leave the city of Salinas. But when the call of God, amen, comes to you, amen, it'll call you to leave certain friends, certain characters and attitudes that we may have. When God calls a man or a woman, he'll always call you to leave the person you once were. Amen? He cannot you cannot be called of God and not change and answer the call by not changing. It's just, it's no way impossible. I don't care how good you are. There's no way. I go here, when God calls, it'll always call for growth that the natural ability will not be able to do. Don't think that you can answer the call of God here this night because you know me real good. You've lived in this city your whole life. You're highly educated. You got money in the bank. None of those things there will help you in answering the call of God within your natural ability. The call of God will always call for us to grow up, to mature spiritually. Amen. The call of God will always call for growth in your life and my life. We can't stay at the same place we were the first year we got saved or the second year, whatever it might be. Amen. The call of God will always call for faith. Amen. In order for us to trust God and to trust God, we cannot operate in the natural ability. Amen. The call of God will always call you to leave that person who you were. Amen. In verse 2 and 3, the Bible says that the Lord, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. Amen. Real simple, and I'm not going to keep you long tonight. Amen. I put here, answering God's call will always come with blessings. When you answer the call of God, it will always come with blessings. Blessings that your job is not able to provide. Your job can only provide so much. I don't care if you got the best job in the city of Milwaukee, you would still not be able to answer the call of God in your natural ability. Amen? When God calls, it will always, answering God's call will always come with blessings that your job cannot provide. Amen? I put here, too many times we're still holding on to many things that prevent us from taking hold of the promises of God. And what's one of the main reasons we hold on to things? It's because something we see is our job. You know, it's tangible. You can see it and you hold on to it. You hold on to her or him or whatever it might be. An addiction, a cigarette, whatever it may be. But when God calls a man or a woman, it's by faith, by things you can't see. In order for you to see it, you got to grow spiritually. Amen. You got to have a praying life. You got to have a reading life. And if there's a lot of junk in the trunk, amen, it takes more time for some individuals to be able to see what God wants to do in one's life. And not only able to see what God wants in one's life, but to be able to do it. Too many knowing the call of God upon their lives, but are not doing it. Because they're still operating in their natural ability. And anytime you're trying to answer the call of God in your natural ability, you will always be angry. You will always be confused. On a good day, you'll be angry. On a good day, you'll be confused. Because you're trying to figure out the call of God in your natural ability. When God is spirit, and the Bible says that we are spirit also. So in order to answer the call of God, we need to grow spiritually. And the only way you can grow spiritually, and the only way you can have a relationship with the Lord, is to have a reading life and a praying life. Making all the services, becoming a part of the church. Not just the churchgoer, but part of the church. Where you say, you know what, Pastor, I've been coming long enough. I need an assignment. I need an assignment. I want to put my hands to the plow. Because the Bible says that faith without works is dead. Some of you might have a call of God upon your life. You know what it is? You got faith, but you ain't got no works. And the Bible says that faith without works is dead. You can't get very far being dead. Amen? Too many times we're still holding on to many things that prevent us from taking hold of the promises of God that are spiritual. The promises of God are spiritual. Here in verse 1, amen, the Bible reads in verse 1, the Lord has said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. He says, take off. I'll let you know when you get there. It's called faith. I put here, the command of God was clear, but the destination was not. And I believe in every one of our lives, it's clear that God wants to use your life. It's clear that He has set you free. It's clear what He has spoken to you and how He wants to use your life. But the destination and how to get there is not clear. God will always beforehand give you what He wants you to do. But then, before, when He calls you and to the destination, in between, there's a process. A process that every man, that every woman, that every youth must walk. If you want to get to the destination that God has for your life. Too many trying to get to the destination and answering the call of God in the natural ability, and you cannot. You will always be angry. You'll always be confused. You'll always be talking about people. That's the works of the natural ability on its best day. We're going to have to grow spiritually. Right now, the Lord has opened the doors of our church, amen, to the region, to all of the events, amen. Chicago Church, one has a multi-regional. Another church in Chicago has an elder. But yet, all the events are taking place here in Milwaukee. Amen? That's a good time to give a clap offering. Amen? But in that, the pressure is on. And I need more men and more women to step it up spiritually. The blessings come with responsibilities. The command of God was clear, but the destination was not. The destination was not, which represents it was going to call for Abraham to have faith in the word of the Lord that was spoken to him. What word has the Lord spoken to you? Because whatever the word the Lord has spoken to you, There's a distance between the destination, and there's a process that you got to go through. You cannot just come to church and think that you're going through the process. There's a lot of people that go to church on Sunday and a midweek Bible study and do not have a relationship with the Lord. There's a lot of people that go to church. Devil worshipers have their own churches. The House of Satan, there's one in San Francisco. It says out there in the front, the House of Satan, they got a church. A lot of people go to church. But how many really answered the call for the plan that God has upon your life? Our positioning right now is great. A great positioning, but it's going to call for great people to answer the call. It's going to call for disciples to go to that next level. Amen? Go to the land that I will show you that calls for faith, the kind that pleases God. God is looking. He says, man, when I saved you, I saw that you were crazy enough to follow the devil for all those years. And you didn't know where the devil was taking you. And God, before he says this, says, man, I can use her. Oh, she don't know what she's about to get into right now. She don't. Ooh, it happened. Ooh, he don't know what's right around the corner. Here comes the cop. Oh, busted. 10 years. And God looked at us and said, man, he's crazy, man. He don't even know what's going to come out from that. He just because he wants to get high. He wants to go drink. She don't even know what's going to come out. She's married. She's got kids. And she's still doing that crazy stuff. Not knowing what she's really getting into. I can use him. I can use her. They were willing to step out in faith into darkness. I'm sure they will be willing to step out by faith into the light to be blessed and to bless others. You know why a lot of step out in the darkness? I just got a thought. Because it's dark. It's kind of hard to see the flaws in people when you walk in the darkness. But when you're under the lights, amen, and you're living your life correctly, you're under like a magnifying glass. Amen? Too many people would rather be like that lamp, that light under the lamp Bible study I kept giving a long time ago. And sometimes you're even willing to go to darkness because you can hide while you're doing it. God wants to expose what's still taking place in your life, what's really still left in your life that needs to be dealt with. Because if it's not, you will never get to the destination that God had for you that was meant to get to. God has not put a destination in your life, in my life, that is impossible to get there. Amen? We don't serve a cruel God. We serve a good God, a faithful God of grace and mercy. But too many times we try to answer the call of God because we're saved. Because you're saved don't mean you're going to answer the call of God. You got to be developed. You got to go through the process. Amen? The command of God was clear, but the destination was not. This is the type of faith that, the kind that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6, a well-known scripture. And the Bible says that, and it is impossible, impossible to please God without faith. I don't care how good you want to act here this night. It is impossible. This is God saying, this is God's word saying, you can't please him on your best day at work with the biggest check you've ever gotten without faith. It's impossible. Too many people trying to please God by showing up at church. It is impossible. It's impossible, the Bible says. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone, that means all of us, anyone means everybody. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Have you been seeking God lately? Coming to church is good. Amen. But you need to learn how to seek God in your own house. You need to learn how to seek God not only in the good times, but the hard times. So if it's impossible to please God without faith, what does faith do? Faith pleases God then. And if I was to ask all of y'all who wants to please God tonight, every hand would go up. But if God was to answer back and let us know who really is pleasing him, it wouldn't be every person in this church. It's easy to say, I want to please God. It's easy to say, easier said than done. And it is impossible to please God without faith. So in other words, faith pleases God. We're going to have to step out. Even though we fall far, you're going to have to step out. We got to be a people that are willing to step out to please God, no longer man. A lot of y'all stepping out in your job because you want better pay. You want to go to the next level. But are you pleasing God? Abraham later found out, amen, after all his ups and downs, and he was able to look back and all the times God called to him and all the things that he had to work off of faith, amen. Abraham later found out that you don't always need to know where you're going, provided you know whom you're following. Amen. Getting a lot of little points off this little Bible right here. Amen? Making my life a little bit easier. So, Abraham, get on. Take everybody, split. Act like a banana and split. Go. I'll let you know when you get there. Abraham was like, what? What kind of instructions are those? He came to find out. I put it here in my notes. He later found out that you don't always need to know where you're going. Don't need to know all the church business. Don't need to know why she got raised up and you didn't, or why he got raised up. You don't need to know that stuff. Abraham later found out that you don't always need to know where you're going, provided you know whom you're following. In Matthew 16, 24 and 5, Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25, the Bible reads, then Jesus says to his disciples, if any one of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways. I love this translation. NIV says you must deny yourself. So what? But this one tells it like it is. If any of you wants to be my follower, amen. The title of the message is, who are you following? If any of y'all wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. Tells me that selfish people cannot follow God. And when we were in the world, we were selfish amongst selfish. Amen? As babies, amen? Mine, 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 mine. Selfish out the gate. What can turn a man or a woman from not being selfish anymore? You got to get in the presence of God. And slowly he starts chipping away at that selfishness, at that pride. I wanted to show man how good you're doing at your job. Amen? Go back to verse 24, please. Then Jesus says to himself, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. Let's keep reading. Go to the next one. If you try, you can try all you want. If you try to hang on to your life, too many still hanging on to your life. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. Too many still hanging on to you, to me. Amen? Whenever you hang on to your life and the way you want to do things, you ain't following Christ. You're hanging on to your life as if it's worked before. Amen? Following Jesus saves your life. Hanging on to your life, amen, kills your life. We're living in end times. The church, some of you need to really wake up right now. Instead of saying, good message, pastor, you better start putting it into practice. It's not going to come by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. But then you got to put these dogs, got to get connected with the faith. You got to have some works to what you hear. It's good news that faith comes by hearing the gospel. But then we got to put it into practice. James says we need to be doers of the word. I put here too many people still hanging on to their life. To me, that represents doing things the same way. Doing things the same way. I told you we were going to be short. Come on, Miguel. Don't clap or anything. Who's ready to go? That's for the next Sunday, right, Miguel? Got you, man. I got you. Just a simple little message that means a lot. Simple little message. That means a lot tonight. All eyes on Milwaukee right now. Pastor Nick was just like that looking at me the whole time we were at the house there for 3 days. He knew who I was when I first came to this region. I couldn't even open up a service. I would get stuck. My mouth would stick. Everything would go wrong. He says, man, I'm so grateful for your all's church, man. It's holding down the region right now. Holding the region down in a good way. Don't take that in the literal. And like, you know, if it wasn't for our church, where would we be having big events right now? Nobody has a place to accommodate regional services. We would have to rent buildings. It would get expensive. We would have to get out at a certain time. Get in and out at a certain time and do breakdown setups and all that. Amen. We have worked very hard to get where we're at, but the Lord's wanting to do more. So if the Lord's wanting to do more, he needs more people coming on board. More people got to come on board. I have some people through disobedience that can't come on board. And then I got some obedient people that are just comfortable hearing the message. They're not in disobedience or anything. They're not getting into trouble or anything. But they got into a place where they claim this is their church and everything, but they're not putting their hands to the plow. If there's ever a time I need men and women and youth to put their hands to the plow, it's now. I was thinking that because we furnish all the food, all this, and it gets real expensive, like in the thousands expensive. So now I got the whole lineup. It's all year, every event's here. I talked to another pastor and I said, man, I'm going to do what Pastor Nick did. One church would bring all the water and sodas. The other church would bring all the desserts. The other church would bring all the fruit. The other church would bring all this and that. And then I'm even going to bring ushers. They would use our ushers in Chicago. They would use our children's ministry teachers in the children's class when we're doing the regionals. So I'm going to take this to another level, amen, and operate top notch here in this church. How do I have this insight? I watched how Pastor Nick did it. I was observant. Amen? So I'm going to impart and use the region now after the women's one. We might even get a couple of women to help in the women's one. But I know the next one on 23rd, for sure, I'm going to have ushers from all over the seven churches helping our ushers. Amen? Children ministry workers from other churches and that we know real good that can, you know, hold their own down there with the children. You got to remember, there's going to be a lot of children, not just our children. Amen? God's the reason why we have all these chairs in this building. And once again, when we had the workshops, it was like embarrassing. Those classrooms down there were packed like sardines, all high, the low roof. And man, then I was at the meetings and I just started getting a lot of thoughts, man, that we're going to have one workshop in here and then all the elements are going to be in legit classrooms. We got a school to work with. And we are going to chop, chop, shop in that school. We got 3 weeks to do a lot of work in there, a lot of little stuff. But it's real important in order for we can open the doors and have classes in there. There was a time where my work alone could do it. I can't even come close now. I'm the point man now. I give the wisdom and I oversee things and stuff. Amen. So I need more men, more women in youth right now like never before. It's by putting your hands to the plow that we find out what's left in you. And so what if there's a mishap or this or that? I'd rather you being a mishap with your hands to the plow than being mishaps all the time with your hands not to the plow. When you put your hands to the plow, the pressure's on. And allows those things, Pastor Herbo said, those things got to come out. And even though they don't look good when they come out, sometimes they come out at your house. Sometimes they come out in the house of God. But they got to come out. And we got to continue to step out by faith. Just like we used to and step out in darkness. You got to get to a place where there's a call upon your life. Amen. Some of you need to start tonight by faith. Say, okay, the devil got a couple of good licks in, but I'm getting back up. Just like I used to do for the devil. Just like I used to do in darkness. I'm getting back up. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. Amen. As we stand here this night.